Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Bethany Dingra shares what God has been doing in her life. Today is the feast day of two martyrs from the early church, St. Poncian and St. Hippolytus. I admit that I did not know anything about them until I was reading through the daily readings in the Magnificat in preparation for this podcast recording, but I was really struck by their story, so I want to share a little bit about them with you today. St. Poncian was elected to the papacy in the year 230. At that same time, there was a priest, now St. Hippolytus, who had been ruling as an anti-pope for about 10 years. So to say the least, these two weren't exactly buddies. In the year 235, during a time of persecution, both St. Poncian and St. Hippolytus were sent into exile. It didn't matter that one was pope and the other was anti-pope. They were both Christian leaders who the government wanted to get rid of. During the time of their exile, or shortly before they were sent into exile, St. Hippolytus repented of his schismatic actions and was reconciled with the church. Both St. Poncian and St. Hippolytus died as martyrs during their exile. I was so struck by how the story of St. Poncian and St. Hippolytus exemplifies conversion of heart, humility, and forgiveness right to the very end of their lives. St. Hippolytus, although his intention was to follow Jesus, was actively working against the church Christ established by reigning as an anti-pope for many years. I have to think that even just a few years before they died, that if you had told either St. Poncian or St. Hippolytus that they would one day share a feast day together, that they would have laughed in your face. I couldn't find in my research many details about how St. Hippolytus came to repentance and was reunited with the church, but we do know that it was through his fully accepting Christ's mercy that we get to celebrate his witness and his feast day nearly 1,800 years later. In the Gospel reading from Matthew today, we hear about how Jesus responded when the Pharisees questioned him about whether or not divorce could be lawful. At one point in their discussion, Jesus tells them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so." This entire gospel reading and the teaching it contains is a very important one, but for the sake of this reflection, I want to just focus on the beginning of what Jesus says in his response, "Because of the hardness of your hearts." Hearing those words, "because of the hardness of your hearts," stings a little bit. I'm sure the Pharisees did not appreciate it when Jesus said this to them. I have to imagine that it was a painful moment when St. Hippolytus came to terms with the fact that his hardness of heart had kept him from authentically following Jesus for many years. And I know that for myself, I often like to avoid Jesus when I can sense that he would maybe like to have a hardness of your heart talk with me. But as much as we naturally don't want to hear Jesus address us with these words, there's also a sweetness to hearing these words and engaging with Jesus about the hardness in our hearts in prayer. Because if we are truly humble and open to allowing Jesus to inform us about the hardness of our hearts and our sin, he always offers us his mercy and an opportunity for repentance. When we listen to the gentle and loving words of Jesus and take our hardness of heart and sin to the sacrament of confession, we are completely embraced by his mercy and given the opportunity to live according to the truth of Christ's love once again. I'm certain that St. Hippolytus is eternally grateful that he humbled himself to be able to hear Jesus lovingly tell him about the hardness of his heart during his time on earth, so that he could repent and be transformed by Christ's love and mercy before his death. If he had persisted in his pride and hardness of heart and not allowed Jesus to change his heart, we would not be honoring him and celebrating his feast day today. So no matter how much we would rather not have to hear about our sin and the hardness of our hearts from Jesus, let us pray today for the grace to be humble and to allow Jesus to lovingly show us the reality of the states of our hearts. As we know from the story of St. Hippolytus, the stakes are high. too high to put off Jesus' offers of mercy and repentance for tomorrow or for after our death. Jesus is our good and loving shepherd. He longs to gently show you where your heart has gone astray, to offer you mercy and forgiveness, and to transform your heart to be like his own. So let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, thank you for the witness of St. Pontian and St. Hippolytus. Thank you for the way in which you lovingly reveal to us the hardness of our own hearts. Please give us the grace today to invite you into our hearts so that you can show us the places of hardness that you wish to transform. Jesus, teach us how to repent. Give us the strength to go to confession when needed, and please give us the grace to imitate you, to conform our hearts to yours, and to follow you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.